Okay, so my title is Miss. My full name is Tia Caitlin Harmon. I was the daughter of Anton John Harmon, who unfortunately passed away on the 21st of May, which is Thursday, to COVID-19.
You guys are a Durban family. You've lived in Durban all your life?
We are a Durban family. I was raised and born in Durban. We were in Cape Town for 7 years, but we moved back here in 2009, the end of 2009, back to Durban. And we stayed here ever since.
So, when did you guys find out, or are we aware at this stage, where your dad possibly contracted it?
Look, we're not aware of where he got it from. We'll never know that.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is that on the 12th of April, which is that Easter Sunday, towards the morning, towards the 13th of April, that family day, he started having a fever. It was a low-grade fever. And, we just thought, rather be safe than sorry and go up to the emergency room, because it was a public holiday at that point, so just to go and get it checked out. I was also at that point also having a low-grade fever and just wanted to err on the side of caution. So we both went up on the 13th of April to the emergency department. The doctor saw us and he said, for both of us, we have upper respiratory infections. But just on the side of caution, they would swab us for COVID-19 just to be safe than sorry. Because at that point, we only had a fever and we were just like very concerned because that was one of the main symptoms. So we both had swabs. They gave us Tamiflu and antibiotics and medication for symptom relief. And that Tuesday, the 14th of April, we got our results. My father first tested positive on the 14th of April. My test, initially the first test, which was on the 14th of April, that result came back for me negative.
Okay.
Then my mother had to go and get tested as well. She went to the emergency department on the 14th as well because she wasn't feeling too great and everything. So she had to go back and go and get the swab done. And a couple of days later, she got her results back and she was also positive as well.
Wow. The whole family had one go.
Yeah. Then the following week, Tuesday, on the 21st of April. Yes, 21st of April.
Yeah.
The Department of Health came to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And because my mother and father tested positive, they wanted to swab me again as well. Because I was having a bit more symptoms at that point. I had a cough, I had an earache. The fevers were kind of coming and going. They weren't as regular, but yeah, they just wanted to just test. And after a couple of days, I received my results and I was positive at that point. So what happened was my father, once he got tested positive, he tried everything to break his fever. He would break his fever with pain medication and everything. But on the 21st of April, the 21st of April. Sorry, I'm getting my minds mixed up. 21st of April, that fever would not break. He couldn't get his fever to break, and he started to have a little bit of a tight chest. But he didn't think too much about it at that point. We did notice, my mother and myself, that he was looking very tired at that point. So on the 22nd of April, he decided to go up to the hospital because he couldn't maintain anymore, and they admitted him into the hospital. And a couple of hours later, my mother received a phone call from the anesthetist and said that he was being put on a ventilator. Because his oxygen... Yeah. You see, his blood gas was very low. And normally our blood saturation in our body is between 90 to 100%.
Yeah.
His was sitting at like the lower 80s, and his blood gas was really terrible. So they decided to put him on the ventilator.
At what point did you guys start to panic and worry as a family about...
As soon as they phoned us to say that he was on the ventilator, my mother and I just broke down into tears. We were absolutely devastated. We were in utter shock and just devastated because the last time that we spoke to him was that Wednesday morning before he went up to the hospital. and we couldn't even speak to him before they even put him on the ventilator. It was honestly just, it was horrendous that we couldn't have that contact with him at all. I mean, I'll tell you about the days when he actually, you see, there were days where he would actually get better and they would try and wean him off the ventilator. And then the next day, it felt like we took two steps back and we were back at square one. It was a roller coaster of emotions, especially for the whole family, because you would say to them and you would update the family saying, oh, he's doing better and everything. And the next day, he's just taken a turn for the worst again and we're back at square one.
And this went on for basically like under a month.
Actually, it was 29 days from when he got admitted to hospital.
Where, like, were there any questions about, oh my gosh, like, where did this thing even come from?
You know what? We didn't travel out the country. We just stayed in our home. The only time that I didn't even leave the house at all. You see, with my father, back in 2017, we decided to do our Bachelor of Law degrees together through UNISA over the space of 5 years.
Wow.
So I never left the house at all. The only time that he left the house was actually to go and do shopping at a shopping center, like one of the closest shopping shops here.
Yeah.
But mainly he tried to order online and get things delivered to the house as much as he could. But there were times where you would have to actually go and get
that is so
the things
crazy.
That you need.
That is
yeah.
so crazy.
And I mean, the only other thing that I can think of, the only time my mother left the house was when she would have to go to work. She's an essential worker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Leading up to the day that your dad passed away, what were the, like in that last week, what was the hospital, what were the doctors saying to you guys?
Okay. I'm going to take you back to, because there were three... basically, there were three important dates. The first date was the 8th, where he all of a sudden took a bit of a turn to the worst. It was kind of like a wobble, basically.
Yeah.
His saturation had gone down to the higher 70s, so 75, 76. And the doctor said to my mother, do you want to come up and see him? So that Friday, the 8th, she went up to go and see him. She was dressed in full PPE clothing. She couldn't go to his bedside at all. She could only see him through a glass wall. And she spoke, the nurses on the other side of the glass wall, where they were working with him, they put the portable monitor by his ear, and she was at the nurse's station with the other portable monitor and speaking to him so that he could hear us. And then the 15th, that was the one where he really took a turn for the worse. It wasn't a wobble. It was like a really big, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like if you like trip over something and you just like kind of like stumble for a bit, this is like a really big leap, like a big jump that he just took a turn for the worse.
Mm.
So at that point, they phoned, doctor phoned my mom again and said, you want to come up and see him? Because you're only allowed to go and see patients unless they're very critically ill. There's no visiting hours at all at the hospital. So my mother said, can my daughter come with me? Because I hadn't seen him since the 22nd of April.
Yeah.
So the doctor was like, no, only one of you can come. So she said, okay, it's fine. I'm going to bring my daughter up so she can go and see her father because this might be the last time. So then the doctor got back to us like 5-10 minutes ago. He said he spoke to the management of the hospital, and they said we can both come.
Lovely.
We were both dressed again in full PPE clothing. Same procedure. We couldn't go to his bedside at all. We were at the nurse's station and speaking to the portable monitor. At that point, we thought we were saying goodbyes to him. But suddenly on the 16th at 6 o'clock in the morning, he started making a turn for the good. His saturations were improving. His heart rate was improving. Everything was improving. He had a really good week. Even that Thursday, his day was really good. And then all of a sudden that Thursday night at 7:30, we got a phone call from the hospital. This is the 21st of May now.
Mm.
We got a phone call from the hospital, 7:30, saying your husband is in a critical condition. They are busy resuscitating him now.
Mm-hmm.
Then 5 minutes later or 10 minutes later, we got a phone call from the doctor. The doctor said, look, things are not looking too good. He doesn't think that he was lost the night. They had given him everything. He was in intensive care, so from the time he was in hospital.
Yeah.
So they had to put a whole bunch of tubing and sewn, that he had an arterial line in his arm that used for blood pressure. They couldn't pick up his blood pressure at all. So the doctor just said, it doesn't look too good. But the last 2 weeks, he had bounced back. So he wasn't sure what the heck to call it this time. So we just waited. And then I'd say about like 10, maybe 20 minutes later, we got a phone call to say that he had gone at 8:15.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds horrific.
Yeah. I just want to let you know, we both, both my mother and myself, did get retested again.
Okay.
Her test was on the 28th of May, and my retest was on the 28th of April.
Mm.
My test was on the 5th of May, and we've been negative ever since.